Yes, y'all know who it be. It's your boy E, one half of the Earn a Nice Old Show. Your favorite half, but don't let nobody know. Listen, man, we back at it. You know what I mean? We coming to the tail end of the spring break marathon. You know what I'm saying? If you've been rocking with me, man, I appreciate it. Hopefully, like I always say, man, y'all been safe, careful, cautious, and productive this spring break. You know what I mean? Doing what you got to do to enjoy time with the family, or just to get that free time away from the work, the job, you know what I mean, the schedule, the mundane thing that you do on daily thing on the daily. Now, this right here is going to be the this is kind of like the mantra. You know what I mean? That my man ISO kind of goes by all the time. You know what I mean? Whenever we get into something, he always goes to reverse back to find your purpose. If we talking about if we get to a question and we talking to a young man about a female, it's always purpose over pussy. You know what I mean? Find your purpose, find your purpose, find your purpose. If you have been rocking with us for a long time, I'm pretty sure you heard ISO say that multiple times. You know what I mean? Find your purpose. And it got me thinking that, do y'all even know what your purpose is? Do you know how to find your purpose? You know what I'm saying? Do you know why purpose is so important to have? You know what I mean? Do you know the benefits of having a purpose? So that's why I took this time out right here. You know what I mean? The power of purpose. The power of purpose will be the title of this episode right here. The definition of purpose. Purpose is the reason of which something is done or created for which its existence. You know what I'm saying? So that means that pretty much everything that's existing has a purpose. The trees have a purpose to supply us with oxygen. You know what I mean? There are certain like it's illegal to kill Peyromanis in certain areas because they kill bugs that eat, harvests and stuff like that. So they even have a purpose. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. And when you find your purpose, you become, I ain't gonna say more daily, but you become more driven on just fulfilling that purpose. Now, one thing I can say is that your purpose does change from time to time. You know what I mean? You might be the kid that grew up and you loved to, man, growing up, my favorite thing was chicken. I love chicken, love chicken. You eat chicken so much, you might get tired of it. Now you got to find something else. So what your purpose may be today, this year, and the years moving forward could change because you changing as a person. You know what I mean? We all are evolving as people. You know what I mean? So the purpose may change. It may not change so much. Certain alignments within your purpose may change, but you're still purpose driven, still going towards that main goal. So, you know what I mean? The purpose of, you know what I mean, getting X house built, you know what I mean, changes once you get the house built. You know what I'm saying? So there's no such thing as a fulfillment of purpose and I'm done. Everything is completed. I'm at rest. I don't need to do nothing there no more. You know what I mean? I think that when you purpose driven, purpose has no end. You know what I mean? Once you check that one thing off, you find the next thing, you keep moving. Just like a mountain climber. They say once a mountain climber gets to the top of the mountain, he looks at what's the next highest mountain, and he conquers that mountain. You know what I mean? So purpose driven. For my kids that watch this, you know what I mean? My stepkids and my daughters along that watch this, I think that, you know what I mean, me and your mothers are hard on y'all because we want y'all to find. The faster that you find your purpose and the faster that you can start working towards that, the faster that you can achieve said goal. And also, yeah, I mean, the faster that the more you give your time to be great at it. Yeah, I mean, the more that we look at LeBron James and all, not just because of the talent and how good of a basketball player he is, but you hear from his family members, his mom and everything. Just at what a young age that he took that on and he decided this is what I want to be. You know what I mean? We look at Tiger Woods, somebody like that, and be like, you're in so awe of what he did because at a young age, so from a young age, he decided this is what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna work at this relentlessly every day. You know what I mean? This is my purpose and this is what I'm gonna do. As y'all know, you know what I mean, at the time that me and ISO kind of started the podcast, I always tell my story about how I was a 9-to-5 worker, nonstop. You know what I mean? Doubles, triples, you know what I mean? Back-to-back doubles, whatever I had to do that I figured out that's what I wanted to do. My purpose at the time that I thought was taking care of my family. But then you think about it like it was kind of too broad of a thing because taking care of my family, you could have done that at the McDonald's. You know what I mean? You could have done that. I could have done that at Walmart. I could have done it here. So it's so broad that what I was doing I wasn't getting any fulfillment out of it because I could have done it anywhere. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't narrowed down for me to say this one thing is my purpose and I'm gonna work towards this, and you get fulfillment out of working towards this one thing every day. You get a cheat, you know what I mean? You get the self-gratification out of knowing that you're getting closer and closer to your goal because I'm pinpointing what I want to do and I'm driving forward to this one thing that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So not only just define your purpose, man, but just keep narrowing it down, because the more you narrow down, the more focus you can get on that. You know what I mean? The better, the more fulfillment you get out of getting closer to a said goal. You know what I'm saying? Out of said goal. Now I'm gonna say that, no lie, this is why I say that, because now my sole purpose is, this media thing that me and ISO doing, it's this podcast thing. Like, I fell in love with this. You know what I mean? I really do believe in my head. And I think some ways you have to be like naive and obnoxious and a little bit conceited in certain things to be successful with it. And I really do believe there's nobody out here that outworks me when it comes to this podcast thing, man. I'm on this laptop. You know what I mean? 8, 9 hours a day, man. ISO could text me 3 in the morning, I'm up and I'm on the laptop. You know what I mean? 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon. You know what I mean? Nine in the afternoon, nine and nine, whatever. I'm always up and I'm always trying to figure out what we can do to push this thing. What can we do to grow? What can we do to go? So this right here has became my purpose. You know what I'm saying? Of what I'm working towards, and you know what I mean, just getting the most out of this. So I would say to find your purpose, just think about anything that you would do, anything that you're willing to do for free, anything that you're willing to do for free and become so great at it that people won't pay you for it. That's one way I could try to narrow down if you're trying to find your purpose. What can you think of in your head that I would do this if nobody paid me money? I would still do this because I love it so much. Whatever that is, become so good at it that they have to pay you for it. You know what I mean? Become so great at that one thing that it's undeniable. We have to pay you for your services because you became so good at that one thing. You know what I'm saying? This is kind of like something that I took from another thing. Like, I listen to like motivational speeches and, you know what I mean, millionaire mindsets and all this other stuff all the other time. But I kind of took this. I'm not going to take credit. You know what I mean, came up with this myself. I kind of took this little statement that he had in there, and you can apply it to his purpose as well, because I'm gonna align this with what, you know what I mean, me and ISO do as far as the podcast. So this is like the 3 R's. They call this the 3 R's. One is resourceful. Whenever you find your purpose, you have to be resourceful, because when me and ISO started this podcast, we didn't have the funds to really go out and get no studio or get the high tech equipment or the cameras and everything. So you got to become resourceful, because you may not have the money to fund your dream. You may not have the ends to, you know what I'm saying, get you where you want to get. So you got to become resourceful. And our resourcefulness in that was that, I mean, we all got phones. It's homeless people that got phones. So the fact that we had a phone, you download an app. Yeah, you know I mean, we found an app that you could download and you can, get the RSS feed if anybody know anything about podcasts. And we could just talk into the phone and it was completely free. You know what I mean? So you have to become resourceful, because you want to get it to the point where you're getting paid, but you're not going to start at the point where you're getting paid. So maybe you do, maybe you don't. You know what I mean? You might have to become an internship somewhere, you know what I mean, where you're just learning the knowledge towards said purpose, towards said goal, but you ain't getting paid for that. So you gotta become resourceful on if I gotta, man, I gotta pack a lunch every day. You know what I'm saying? I might have to catch the bus every now and then. I can't get the Uber. I might have to walk. So you have to become resourceful within you getting to, you know what I mean, said goal, because the purpose is the thing that is going to take time. It's going to take time. It's not no jump in and you jump in and 3 months later, you're going to have $100,000. So you're going to have to become resourceful within you trying to figure out and climb up that ladder. Relentless, man. Consistency, nonstop. As y'all see, listen, we are 2 years in. We almost 300 episodes in. And I would say we 300 episodes in just with the Earn and ISO podcast. You know what I mean? Other podcasts that we have underneath the umbrella, man, we may be over 300 episodes. You have to become relentless. You know what I'm saying? You have to just become consistent. You got to become consumed in it. You got to just keep going. You know what I mean? And keep going nonstop. Whatever it is, shoot, we right now, if y'all been rocking with us to this point, y'all know that This is the spring break marathon. So this is a week nonstop. But we've done this before. You know, I mean, we've done marathons before. We just gave you nonstop. We did what, 12 days of Christmas that we gave you 12 consistent episodes leading up to Christmas. And then, you know, I also got other ideas for marathons that we're gonna do. I mean, no need to tell y'all now, you know, we'll surprise y'all with that when it come out. But you have to become relentless. You gotta just nonstop. It has to be a nonstop thing that you're working towards to get towards that goal. The last R is resilience. Listen, man, you know what I mean? If I could tell you the stories, man, that me and Iso then went through, you probably wouldn't even believe it, man. But you had to become resilient because there's going to be bumps. There's going to be hurdles. It's going to be people that's going to stand in your way. So you have to become resilient. You have to know. You have to know that you know that you know that you know that you know what I'm doing it for. And that you know that you know that you know, you know what I mean, it's going to work out. One thing I think is a I don't want to be I don't want to be I don't want to misquote, but I think it's a Michael Jordan quote when he said that I know what I will become, you know what I'm saying, if I give myself the time to become that. So you just have to know that, I mean, what I'm doing is going to work. I just have to give myself the time and the patience to become what I'm supposed to become at that time. You know what I mean? So trust me, you have to become resilient. It's going to be some good days. It's going to be some bad days. There's going to be some great days. You know what I mean? You just have to keep going through, keep trudging through the bad days to get to the good days. Because the good days is easy. I mean, if it's a good day and I mean, you know, we doing the pot and the numbers is up and everything is great, then cool. That's what's up. It's a great day. I don't even need to motivate myself that hard to come here tomorrow. But if it's a bad day and you know you might have had an episode idea and it didn't work out as planned, you know what I mean? That might be something that you got to fight through and just keep going and had an understanding of, well, that one didn't work. I just got to keep going to the point of, you know what I mean, of doing what I got to do to get where I got to go. Mace says something too that I heard not too long ago. Shout out to Mace from, you know what I mean, It Is What It Is podcast. Well, not his podcast, It Is What It Is show. He said that there's two reasons why people don't become what they want to become, or I believe he said, don't become what they want to become, or, you know, complete the task that they want to complete. He said, one, it wasn't meant for you, or two, you didn't do the work that you were supposed to do to get the outcome that you wanted to get. You know what I mean? So if you know that you know that this is meant for me, if you know that you know that you know that you know this is meant for me and this is what I want to do, then put the work in to get where you want to go, because that's the only thing that's going to hold you back. Patience, man. Patience is the key. Trust me, patience is the key. Because when you get what you're supposed to get, you're going to enjoy it even more. You know what I'm saying? Patience is the key. So, like I said, man, this is the power of purpose. Y'all know how we do these little segments, man. Yeah, I mean, holler at me in the text message number that's at the bottom of the description. I mean, holler at me in the comments, whatever y'all want to do, man. Our handles are in there, the Facebook, the Instagram. So you know, y'all, if y'all, you know, some of y'all a little discreet. Y'all don't want the world to know y'all comments. So y'all don't really like to comment in the YouTube things. But if you do that, you know what I mean, I comment back. If you want to hit me up in the DMs on the Instagram thing and the DMs on the Facebook, whatever it is, man, you know, we always there. But without further ado, it's our Iso show. If you don't know now, you know. Boom. Power of a purpose, man. Chase it.